Oh, Shauna, I'm so happy for you. Listen, we didn't need this earlier on, so let's play it now. So this is it. Oasis are getting back together again, and they're going to do gigs, including Ireland. She's nearly crying.
16th and 17th of August in Croke Park, right. And I'd say they could fill it out another five nights. Yeah. So hopefully there's more to come. Tickets on sale Saturday, the 31st of August.
That's this Saturday
at 8 a.m. So sort out the money, lads. Make it get out to credit union,
whatever it takes.
Oh my God,
this is going to be great.
I just can't believe this.
Confirming the news, Oasis said the guns have fallen silent, the stars have aligned, the great wait is over. Come see, it will not be televised.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. It's just, this is incredible. I can't, we've talked about this for so
long.
And they've toyed with us, and they've messed with us, and they've tweeted each other so much, and now it's actually happening. And this is going to be the biggest moment of the last 100 years, I don't know.
Okay. Officially confirmed, it's gone worldwide. Everybody's posting about this now at this stage. Shauna, hit that button.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Okay, everybody, we're delighted to have you here to record the audio version of Johnny's autobiography. People like Ronan O'Gara, Paul O'Connell, thanks for joining us.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Let's get straight down to business, guys. Johnny Sexton, Obsessed, Chapter 1. Off you go, Johnny.
Yeah. It is the 11th of July, 1985. I am born. The obstetrician in charge is not up to scratch, and I notice he gets my weight wrong immediately. Not by much, but still wrong. I scream. I'm 8 pounds, 6 ounces, you dope. He sheepishly says, sorry, but I cut him off. Sorry? What kind of delivery do you call that anyway? I roar as the midwife puts on my first nappy.
Lovely stuff, Johnny. Thanks.
Jesus, that's fairly intense, Johnny.
Okay, let's skip to chapter 8, rivalries. Rog, you're up.
My biggest rival was always Ronan O'Gara. Yeah. Although a good out half, he was a cocky tool, and I knew I was way better than him. Even worse, he was from Cork, Puke, carrying that chip on his shoulder they all have down there. Huh? Do I have to read?
Keep reading, Johnny, please.
O'Gara was looking for trouble, and he was going to get it. He brushed by me on the field. I said, jog on, you dick.
What did you say to me, said Rog?
Let's go. Right here, right now, I said. Suddenly, Paul O'Connell ran over to protect Rog, as usual. Lads, break it up. Is he giving you trouble, Rog? Said Polly.
Rog?
Rog, knowing he's now protected by his 6'5" security guard called Polly, decides he's suddenly brave enough to shout, you're a coward, you're useless, says Rog.
Who are you calling a coward? I roar. Lads, we want no trouble, said Polly.
Polly, get out of my way and I'll take him right here, right now, said Rog.
Guys. You and whose f***ing army, I said.
Guys. You dirty langer, said Rog.
Lads, get your hands off each other, said Polly. Yeah,
guys, what page are you on? None of this is actually in the book.
Hi, this is Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is coming to Ireland.
Today FM is your destination for exclusive prizes.
Some of the last tickets in the country for her Dublin concert.
And a 24/7 non-stop radio station dedicated to Taylor Swift.
Today FM.
Taylor's version.
Go to our app now and just tap Taylor's version.
Everybody agrees, everybody agrees.
Win tickets to our Eras Tour in the Aviva Stadium on Saturday, 29th of June.
With an overnight stay in the Hard Rock Hotel.
A vinyl copy of her new album.
The Tortured Poets Department.
And listen to all the Taylor Swift songs you love all day. Today FM, Taylor's version. Tap it now on the Today FM app.
Send in an 087-4100-102. John Kennelly says, Dave, okay, if we're going on the last thing I ate last night, I'm Pope Tart the Fourth. No, I love that one. But you're not, John. If you're Kennelly, K-E-N-N-E-L-Y, you're Pope Tart the Seventh. Got it? So, just to clarify, it's Pope, the last thing you ate, and the number of letters in your surname.
There were six tarts before you.
Basically. Jack says, I'm Pope Panini the Third. I think there could be a Pope Panini.
That actually
would work.
Yeah.
Johnny Ian Kildare says, I'm Pope Full Irish the Eighth. Tony in Cork says, I'm Pope Breakfast Roll the 6th.
Nice.
Oh, Maria. Evelyn Tullamore says, I'm Pope Purple Snack the 7th.
So stupid.
Ronnie Connolly is Pope Toasted Banana Sandwich the 8th.
That is a class snack, can I just say.
Christine is Pope Curry the 5th. Emma is Pope Mandarin the 9th. Therese is Pope Pineapple the 6th.
Pope Pineapple?
Yes. Although I think we might have a couple of winners here.
They weren't winners.
Pope Jellies the 7th. There's no name on that one. But Paul Moran is Pope Nachos and Cheese the 5th.
They got amazing.
And Owen Delaney is Pope Jambon the 7th.
Yay! Yay. He's our Pope.
So good.
Oh, class lads. All right, 087-4100-102. I'll see if I can squeeze a few more in before.
Now, come here. The last time we spoke, right, you actually made me a pinky promise.
Okay, what was that?
I'd say you make a lot of girls pinky promises, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, you made me one anyway, and that was that you'd wear a Limerick jersey. So I'm after bringing you one.
Okay,
now,
sure.
Right, you don't have to wear it on stage, although
yeah,
I'd love it.
Okay,
but
okay.
I have a few presents for you, Teddy. Okay.
Is it big enough, though? Because, you know, I know the 2X here is a little bit smaller than the 2X back home.
Hold
you
it up there until we have a look.
Oh, it's cute.
Do you like that?
I love it.
Like the green. Isn't that
cool?
Now, that's a Limerick curling jersey.
And this is like the one like team, right? They always try to do this to me when I'm in Manchester and there's like Man City and Man United.
Yes.
You know, and then somebody tries to give me like a Man United jersey and then I'll be like, that's so kind of you. And then I almost swore that and they're like, do not do that. Have the crowd to leave. And so I just always got to make sure before somebody tries to pull a fast one on me and I lose half my crowd.
Right. I'll be honest with you so, Teddy. You might get a few boos from the people from Clare. From Clare. Another gift. Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah,
the sport is hurling. This is a small little hurley
cool.
for you. Okay. Now, and here's a little slitter. The reason I bought you a small one is because I know that you've got a little baba on the way.
That's so sweet.
So I thought maybe you could teach Teddy Jr.
I could teach him how to hurl.
Yeah. So do you want to give it a go there? If I hold the mic, you can do some keepy uppy.
Oh, so you just keepy uppy.
Yeah, go on. I'll hold
all
this
right,
for him.
Cool. Let's get left-handed real quick.
Okay. Oh, hello. Oh, Teddy.
I didn't expect it to be that heavy.
Yeah, what do you think? That's made of ash now. Oh!
All right, we'll get. That's the best I can do, I guess.
Listen,
I'll get some practice going.
And I was thinking you could puck it off the stage tonight. So that's what you call it when you hit that ball. It's a puck.
Puck that off the stage?
Well, the ball, yeah.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I should do that. That'd be cool.
Like, I'll get you the ball one quick go. Hang on, this is very professional now.
Okay.
Quick little lesson now, Teddy.
Okay,
right?
Cool.
You're gonna throw it up with one hand and puck it with the other.
Okay, sure.
So I'll hold that. So practice tonight now, and you want to say.
Look at my posture right
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. What are you going to say to the crowd? You're saying, Limnoch Abu.
Limnoch Abu.
That's it. Hey! You! Woo!
We're getting there.
Oh, Teddy.
We're getting
Teddy,
there.
Teddy, we'll make a hurler out of you, yes.
Yeah.
Limnoch Abu.
Limnoch Abu.
Some of the best stories
come from the most surprising places. Today FM's My Town wants to celebrate the small towns and villages that demonstrate the very best in community spirit. Every voice matters.
Diverse, interesting and unique voices.
Hidden gems and heroes that make up Ireland today.
Does this sound like where you live?
Well, get in touch.
Today FM's Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis will be road tripping and taking the show all across the towns and villages of Ireland.
I can't wait to meet you.
To get involved, head to todayfm.com/mytown and we could be visiting you.
This project is co-funded by Commission the Man with the television license fee.
It's ringing. Shut up.
Shut up.
Hello?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Yeah! And a Happy New Year.
Is that Emma?
Hello?
Hello, is that Emma?
It's Emma.
Hi Emma, it's Ray Foley here at Today FM. How are you getting on?
I'm very well. How are you?
Did you text into us earlier in the week to enter our competition for the lovely break in the heritage?
I did, yeah.
Hey, Emma, I held on to the number and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll ring random people randomly and see if they answer with the song. And you did, so you've won.
A lot of text messages coming in condemning you for joining the establishment, as these listeners see it, particularly as in your previous role as an opposition TD, you were strongly critical of carbon taxes, and in the programme for government that you have signed up to, there is a commitment for continuing with carbon taxes. What's changed your mind on that?
The votes that have taken place already with regard to carbon are making commitments until 2030. Those measures are put in place already. There is nothing new in increasing anything other than what was already agreed. So whether you were in opposition or whether you were in government, the changes that are going to take place in the future are already set in stone. That is a fact.
You couldn't change it. You couldn't have insisted as part of your commitment to the programme for government that you would go in and have the legislation overturned to get rid of the carbon taxes and the increases that are coming year after year. You also have signed up to maintaining the previous government's commitments to reducing carbon emissions by 2030. You are now part of the government that's going to enforce that. You think, is that what your voters wanted?
Matt, what you know is a fact, is that if you came along now and if you were to try to suggest that you would go rowing back on anything that was already agreed and voted on, you would have half the country up in arms as much as you would have half the country up in delight. So the long and the short of it is that votes have taken place in the past. They are set in place. There are actually some votes are set in stone that no matter what would happen, they couldn't be changed. And all I can say to you is, it's going to be the situation that we will work in the best way we can to ensure that the measures will be as palpable to people, that they'll be able to live with what's there because they know that they're there already. And all we are going to try and do is our best, Matt. And in case you're trying to pick faults with me or put me down, I'm going to tell you one thing. I never in my life said to you that I was perfect, but I do know one thing, and the people of Kerry know that as well, Matt. I try my best and I try hard.
The Today FM Soundgarden is back for Electric Picnic 2024, and we want you there.
Your only way in is to win.
If you want to go to the biggest festival of the year, all you gotta do is tune in to win.
Today FM,
official radio partner of Electric Picnic 2024.
Okay, Liz, I'm going to hand it over to you, and we're going to get this song on the radio. So your moment has arrived on Today FM. Everybody's listening. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. We want to say hi to Nana Banana in Wexford, all of Noah's friends in Dunshaughlin National Community School, and all of Caleb's friends in Seagate Montessori. Our Kickstart song is Pump It by the Black Eyed Peas. Come on, everybody. It's Masters weekend. Easter's coming. So most importantly, sun's out, guns out, Ireland. Eno,
Today FM's wedding reversal. I got a chance for you to go to the Clontarf Castle here. Up in Dublin, two nights. The wedding showcase on September 8th between 1 and 4.
Hello?
Hello there, it's Dara Quilty calling.
Hello, Dara.
Through sickness and in health, for better or for worse.
For worse.
Wait, is that in the vows? Did they say that? That's surely not for better or for worse. Is that in the vows?
Do you yes, it is. It was anyway.
For better or worse? What are the classic...
Sickness and health till death do us part or something along those lines.
What are the classic wedding vows, I wonder? Are you married?
I hate to do this to you, Dara, but I'm actually a widow.
You're widowed?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to hear that. How long?
6 years.
6 years. And what was your late husband's name?
Mick.
Mick. And you think about Mick every day, I've no doubt about it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that was difficult. May I ask how he passed?
Yeah, he had brain tumours.
He had brain tumours, so he was fighting it out till the end, and he found his peace eventually after illness. Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that, and I hope that you're right, because if you give me the wrong answer and I can't give you this hotel, you know, in mixed memory, I'm going to feel pretty mean.
It's tough, you know. I can tell you, I lost my mother, which is, you know, a different loss, but she was young and also sick. And it's been 3 years and it gets very strange each year that passes, you know, because it still feels like it was only yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Do you talk to Mick in your head a lot?
Constantly.
I do that to my mother all the time. It's like a secret weapon, like she's with me all the time. And I ask her questions. And then
sometimes I blame him for stuff.
Wait, you're still giving out to him?
Yeah.
Don't tell me you're still giving out to him.
The odd time, yeah, the odd time.
All right, is this your answer or Mick's answer?
It was actually my son, Derek. He's here with me. He actually got it. So we both texted in, but thankfully for you ringing me.
Well, if you win, do you give it to Dara or do you just go together?
It depends on how nice he is to me for the next couple of weeks.
Okay, all right. Okay.
We're going with Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are.
Marie, you are correct. Yes. Sharing the memory of Mick here on Today FM. Really appreciate that. And I am delighted to give you a two-night stay at Clontarf Castle with a complimentary meal in their award-winning Fahrenheit restaurants.
Fabulous.
You are so good, Marie. And thanks for sharing that with us. Will you hang on the line? I'll grab your details.
Will do, certainly.
While I play it in full and we'll dedicate it to Mick, Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are on Today FM.
On Today FM.
It's up to ye jokers, our presenters, to make me laugh. And I'll crown one of ye the winner.
We will exclusively reveal the darker side of Dempsey. This is what Dustin remembers.
Kept calling me a nepo turkey. Actually, one day in the canteen, he told me to go and pluck myself. What sort of gentleman said that to a young turkey?
My name is Shauna O'Reilly. Ian is obsessed with the Kardashians.
That is so embarrassing.
Paul Collins here. Remember the time you put your... in the f- with the sh-
it can happen on any show, at any time, by anyone. All in the name of mayhem.
Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh.
It's mayhem on Today FM.
That was Old Dominion with Hotel Key here on Today FM Country Hits. And they will be bringing their world tour to Ireland to the SSE Arena in Belfast on the 27th of October. Tickets are on sale now, so go get them. Don't ever miss a country concert in Ireland, I'm always telling you. Up next is an artist that I really see a huge future for. We're kind of getting little bits of him, but like he's going to be massive. It's Zac Top with his single, I Never Lie, on Today FM Country Hits.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel.
Give us a shout. 087-4100-102. I tell you what is difficult, surviving a zombie apocalypse. But according to you guys, there are places around the world, around the country, that we should be going to. And everyone's shouting out their own county as to the reason why that would be the safest place in a zombie apocalypse. But let's go to Donegal now. Paddy Brown is there. How are you, Paddy?
How are you?
I'm not bad at all. Yourself?
Not too bad, guys.
So if we ended up in a situation, Paddy, where there was a Last of Us style or the Walking Dead style zombie outbreak, you reckon Donegal is going to be the place to be. Why? What's it got?
I reckon Donegal is the best spot to be because, first of all, it's the forgotten county. You know, you probably can't even find us in Google Maps.
So the zombies using the maps wouldn't be able to find us at all.
Aye. And secondly, we're the Ulster champions. We've got Michael Murphy up here.
Ew.
He's shoulder charged one of them zombies in the middle of next week.
On Michael Murphy. What did he go? Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's two really good strong points. What else now?
Well, there's no trains up here, so they'd never make it past Sligo.
Yeah, actually, we've heard from Colin that they'd all be in the potholes in Sligo anyway, so...
If they're able to drive, they'd be good luck dodging the potholes on the way up. They'd be losing limbs left, right and centre.
Fair enough. What about natural resources, then?
Well, we're surrounded by mountains here. We have a beautiful coastline, especially down in Downing. There's only one way in, and we'd be ready for them on the Iron Bridge.
What'll you have in the Iron Bridge to force them back?
And I, listen, there's not many tractors up here. I would never get up.
They wouldn't get past the tractor line, in fairness.
Donegal people don't scare easy. We've seen things. We've been to coppers.
Hey!
we've survived Winter's Wild Central Heating. So Donegal's not just surviving, we're thriving.
Yes! Oh, I'm going to Donegal. You've just convinced me, Paddy Brown. Up Donegal is right. Fair play to you. Go on, I don't need to hear anyone else. Paddy Brown's got it. We're all going to Donegal, lads. That's top of the list for me. Right, here's Adele, and rumour has it.
Stop. Just for a moment. And listen. There are 15,000 people in Ireland who have no place to call home tonight.
That includes over 4,600 children. What
about children who should be playing, not wondering where they'll sleep. What about all the times you said you had
the answer? Today FM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland is back on Friday, March 7th.
Perform at one of our busking events across the country or create your own local event.
We need your voice, your music, your compassion.
To donate, go to todayfm.com/donate.
Will you play your part in ending homelessness?
Today FM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland.
Oh God, will we give it another lash though, Simon, going forward?
Yeah, bet your arse we will.
I feel a sing song coming on, lads.
Sing song going forward.
Same again.
The votes have been cast and we've counted them. Now we will decide who's in power. We gave you your chance and ye went to the polls, but ye voted in the same bleeding shower. And here we'll stay inside the doll and bring ye all to tears. It's Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil. We'll see yous in 5 years. Come on, lads! Rotation once again. Rotation once again. We'll make a few bob boys sharing the job. It's rotation once again.
Yay!
Biggest countdown is coming, and we need your help.
This Easter weekend, we're counting down the biggest songs of the last 25 years.
This life is more than just a read-through.
Today FM's Big 500 Countdown.
From Naughty's throwbacks to today's bangers.
Every song chosen by you.
Vote now on todayfm.com and you could win tickets for Electric Picnic.
Today FM's Big 500 Countdown.
25 years of music you love.
Easter weekend on Today FM.
Hello, darling.
This was the voice note I sent my wife a minute ago.
My love, my beloved. Excuse me. How much did we spend on our wedding cake? I have a feeling we might have got it for nothing, did we? Did your mom make it for us? I don't remember, though.
She sent back a voice note, but it's full of swears. It's the mother of my children. Swearing down the phone. Do you want to hear it?
Go on then, yeah.
Kate, this is going out on the radio now.
No, my mom didn't make it. I took a notion, like a week or 2 weeks before the wedding, that I wanted a wedding cake. So I bought like a really, really sh** one. I can't remember what it was.
Who takes a notion that they're going to have a wedding cake? Is it like one of the things? It's like, you know, there's going to be a band, there's going to be cocktail sausages, there's going to be sandwiches, hang sandwiches. Who takes a notion like a week beforehand that they're going to have a wedding cake? Of course, it's the thing you do, the photographs of cutting the cake and all.
It was too much anyway. I'm going to say maybe 100 or a couple hundred. Jeez. And it actually had a fake top, and I think the top of it was cardboard or something. It was just a cake at the bottom. So maybe
it tells you everything about the state of our relationship. I mean, it's like a... an analogy. What's the word? It's like a
metaphor?
It's a metaphor for our relationship. It's completely fake. It's utterly artificial.
You have a cardboard relationship.
Made of cardboard.
And it actually had a fake top, and I think the top of it was cardboard or something. It was just a cake at the bottom.
All
maybe
fake.
It was only 100. Absolute waste of money. And the actual thing is, the picture of us with the cake is shit as well.
Ray Foley.
Cheers, love. Tell us how you really feel.
Always wanted to bring the kids to Lapland.
This year, Today FM is making your Christmas wish come true with Sunway Holidays.
Operating Ireland's largest Lapland program for over 20 years.
We
want you and your family on board Ray Foley's Santa sleigh to Lapland. You just need to find and match Ray's sleigh jingles to win.
Listen every day from 2 to win your way onto Ray's Santa sleigh to Lapland.
All thanks to Sunway Holidays on Today FM.
Merry Christmas.
Nobody loves no one.
You're listening to All Irish here on Today FM, and that was James Vincent McMurrow performing his version of Wicked Games. How are you doing, James? That was absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. I've never done it on the radio before.
Have you not?
No, I've never performed it. Apart from live, I've never performed it in any kind of like studio context. Because the version that is the version that people know was recorded live in a church in Kilkenny at a show.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so there's never been a recorded version of it. You have the only version.
Ooh, okay. An All Irish exclusive. Thank you so much for that. It is such a perfect, like when you just, sometimes when you hear a cover and you're like, oh, this is way better than the original, like, you know, Johnny Cash doing Hurt, yeah. Or I love your cover of Higher Love as well. Has Chris Isaak heard your version of Wicked Games?
I believe he has.
Did he have anything to say about it?
I feel like he's happy that, like, you know, it's like, it's been very successful for him. Like, the Higher Love one, I know Steve Winwood has heard it and definitely approved of it. Like, he did a cover of my cover with his daughter at one point, which was quite nice, quite flattering. But yeah, it's funny, they're the only two covers I've ever done in my entire life, and they're obviously quite successful. But
yeah.
It's an interesting one. I hadn't played it for a while until this tour.
The car, the kitchen, out for a run, even doing the big shop. Raves can happen everywhere.
Back with another one of those Block Rockin' Beats.
Today FM's Block Rockin' Beats.
With Deck Pierce.
I'll soundtrack your rave every Friday night from 7 and Saturday night from 6 with the biggest and best dance anthems. Block Rockin' Beats.
Block Rockin' Beats with Deck Pierce.
You can also get Block Rockin' Beats in your ears 24/7 on the Today FM app.
Many in Montrose suggest the conclave will suggest a younger candidate with a large social media following.
Right, live line audition 122, Garen Noon.
So then I had the operation on the hip, but the fluid came through the bone there, Gary.
Yeah.
And then there was a danger of the sepsis, so they said they'd have to take the leg off altogether.
Mm.
Now, that was on top of the problem I had with the spleen. And
Lucas, why are Irish people obsessed with hospitals? Can we not just talk about f***ing biscuits? What's your favourite biscuit, Ambrose? For f*** sake, please.
Shh. Live line audition 179.
So I was there for 6 hours and 40 people ahead of me in the queue.
Oh no, at the deposit return machine.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
No, no.
Trying to recycle me bottles.
Oh, I know, doing your bit for the environment at the end of the day. I understand, man.
But then they ran out of paper.
Oh, so you couldn't collect your voucher, I know. 515151, your comments back after this.
But for many, the ideal candidate will come from inside the institution.
Live line audition 243, Ray Darcy.
Sorry, line 2, Maeve.
There we go, Joe.
That wasn't Maeve. Sorry, just press this one here. Sorry, wrong button. Listen. Sorry, is that Maeve?
How are you, Joe? This is Deirdre.
Okay, this is about the halal ducks.
No, this is about the con man in Tipperary.
No, it says Deirdre halal ducks.
No, con man.
But it does. It
no,
does.
No, but it isn't.
No, but it is.
No,
it is.
No,
it is.
But
it is.
I'm a con man in Tipperary.
Just press this one. Try and get me.
Hello?
Hang on.
Talk to Joe.
I told you. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. That's it. Ray's next. Oh, that's me. Sorry.